welcome to the Breakpoint Podcast. This episode's going to be a little bit different since I am torn around the Southwest here in the U.S. and am going to Indian Wells today for the tournament and also tomorrow. Really excited to see some live tennis action. So this episode's going to be a little bit different. Couldn't find the time to get together with Frankie to do one live, but I'm going to give my ridiculous thoughts here. And then Frankie's going to come in and give his ridiculous thoughts right after you hear this recording as part of the episode. So this all should be really fun. Really excited for this tournament. First time actually going and heard that it's a great atmosphere. Great place to just watch some tennis. And going to give some of my thoughts here on the men's draw. What's going to happen? Who are the dark horses? Who I think is going to win? I'm going to start off by saying that the draw is relatively, I'm going to say, in Novak's favor. I think that's kind of the big storyline here, is that you've got the top three in the world right now. Novak, Carlos, and Jan all kind of jockeying for position. If I had to pick right now who's the best in the world, I think it's tough to say that it can't be Jannik Sinner, just because he just won the Australian Open, took out Djokovic pretty good. In that four set match there, and has beaten Novak in the last two out of three times. Actually, no, the last three out of four times that they've played. So that's a significant advantage for him. I think Carlos Alcaraz has a lot to prove. He hasn't won a tournament since last year at Wimbledon. Has had a couple of epic matches with Novak in the time being, but has also had a couple of bad losses. Injuries tend to be popping up again. He had unfortunately had to pull out from Rio, but he was able to play the Netflix slam against Rafa last week. So there's a lot for him to prove. Then Novak hasn't played at Indian Wells in a very long time. He's looking to definitely prove something, especially with the top guys in the world here. And I think a lot of what happens here will determine whether or not he actually goes to Miami and plays. Which is the part of the Sunshine double swing here. So lots of good tennis coming up. I'm just going to check out the draw here and kind of give my thoughts. I think Novak has an advantage because I was kind of hoping that, Jan, or at least thinking that Jan and Carlos would be on opposite sides of the draw to kind of make it interesting, but they end up being on the same side on the bottom, so that leaves Novak only having to deal with the other top four seed is Daniil, who's also coming off a great Australian Open, but did not play too well in Dubai, so he's got a lot to prove here as well, but hard courts are is definitely his favorite surface, so I think that we can see Novak pretty much make a good run into the quarterfinals. I don't see anybody really taking him out here. Maybe the biggest threat would be Hurkacz, but at this point, I'm going to take Djokovic over him. And then at the bottom, we've got Medvedev and Rune in that quarter. I really don't think Rune is going to be doing too well. He has not played well. He's switching coaches all the time. I think Frankie and I need to do another episode on the update of Rune. Taylor Fritz is someone to look out for. Plays really well here. Is from Southern California, had that dream run a couple of years ago where he won the tournament. He's got a lot to prove and also some points to defend, so hopefully he can, get it together and make a deeper run here. And one note that I will say in terms of a match that we should all be paying attention to is a first-round match between this guy named Milos Raonic and Rafael Nadal. Both in on protected rankings, both in with a lot to prove. Milos a little bit less so, because I think he just wants to finish out his career on his own terms, as does Rafa, but Rafa is also one of the greatest of all time, so there's a lot of expected of him. Very tough first round for both of them, and if they win, whoever does, I think it's going to be Rafa, will play Holger Rune, which is going to set up some popcorn tennis for that second round. So really, really good stuff in this draw on the first half, and then on the second half, gets a little bit more interesting for me. Stefanos Tsitsipas has dropped down to a number 11 seed due to his poor performances, as Frankie and I have, perpetually highlighted here. He might go against Francis Tiafoe already in the third round, which I think Tiafoe on American soil actually would take him out. Andrei Rublev has been looking really good outside of his little debacle there in Dubai when he blew up at the line judge. So I think that he'll make a deep run there. Other than that, I think Jan has a really good looking draw. He's got Jan-Lennard Struff for the third round, potentially. He's got maybe a dangerous Ben Shelton. Ben has been not playing too well, but this is also his first time to really go at it at Indian Wells, so I'm sure he's got a lot to prove as well. Someone who I actually think can make a deep run on the bottom quarter is Alex Zverev. I think his draw is very, very good. He's got Chris O'Connell or Jack Draper, which could potentially be dangerous, but I think he would pass there. Griekspoor, and then potentially Alex Dimenauer. He's been playing really, really well, but I think Zverev on a big stage like this can handle it. And then he would play potentially Carlos, who he has shown to be Carlos's kryptonite. He plays really big. He's able to kind of handle Carlos's pace, shoot it back at him. Carlos is not able to kind of hit through Zverev, which he's able to do with some other guys. And I think that even that high bouncing topspin of his, Zverev's taken that thing right at shoulder height because he's so tall. And that's going to be really making a difference. So that's going to be my little upset alert. I'm going to take Zverev over Carlos there. But Carlos's draw looks pretty good there as well. So I think that I don't really foresee too many upsets outside of Zverev taking out Carlos, which at this point I don't even know if we can consider an upset, just because Zverev's been playing very well. Carlos has been super shaky. But that would be my kind of semifinalist pick there. And then in terms of who would actually go ahead and move forward, I'm going to take Novak to make the final. I think it's tough, really tough to bet against him right now, even though he would play Daniil. But I think Novak has a lot to prove at this tournament. And it's kind of regenerated, reborn here after he got smoked at the Australian Open. I think he's on a mission again. And I'm going to pick Jan to make the final on the bottom half, just because even if Carlos does make it and does beat Zverev, I don't see Rublev beating Jan. That's a very doable quarterfinal match for him. And I don't see Carlos beating him either right now. I think Jan is just way too fit, playing way too well. Just won Rotterdam, coming off that Australian Open win. I think that he would eventually make the final. And then it's down to Jan and Novak. And honestly, I'm going to go with Novak for this one, because I think that he will not lose to a guy four times in a row, or the last four to five times. I don't think that we've seen that before. A lot would have to happen for that to happen. It's also a two-set match, so if Novak can come out hot, kind of like he did in the finals of the ATP finals last year, I think he can kind of snatch it away from Jan, and kind of just put a hold on the match immediately. So really, really interested to see what's going on here. A lot of really good first round matches as well that I'm going to be checking out and doing a little Instagram live for. So really, really excited to see what's going on at this tournament today. And Frankie, excited to hear your thoughts.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this little bungled two-part episode. I don't even know what to call it. And thanks to Marcus for recording on his little vacation and posting some really cool content over at Indian Wells for you all to see. Sorry we've been a little bit absent lately. I think between Marcus being on vacation and both of us being super busy with work, we just haven't really had a lot of time. Luckily, there's not really been too much going on with tennis, so you haven't really missed too much. But we are excited to talk about Indian Wells here. And as Marcus said, now I'm going to share my thoughts on Indian Wells. I am going to keep it relatively brief, to be honest, just because I pretty much agree with Marcus when it comes to the sort of minutia of the tournament. Let's call that, you know, everything pre-round of 16. I think pretty much in the same boat as Marcus. I think that the matchup between Zverev and Alcaraz will be a very interesting one, should it get there. Marcus, unfortunately, did not have the knowledge beforehand that Rafael Nadal would end up pulling out, unfortunately, of that first match. And instead, Milos Raonic will be facing a lucky loser, which, you know, I think we are going to have to do a separate episode on Rafael Nadal at this point and sort of really questioning what the goal is with the comeback, to be honest with you. The Netflix Slam was something that he played in against Carlos Alcaraz, and it was actually really entertaining, and I really hope that Netflix continues to do it and does some other cool stuff like that and gets more involved in live sports, particularly with tennis and their, you know, behind the scenes stuff with Breakpoint, I think it would be great for the game and good for the players. But you can't help but feel that it was a mistake if he subsequently gets injured and is unable now to play in a real tournament like Indian Wells. But aside from that, where Marcus and I differ and where I'm going to speak a little bit more on is the top four. I think that when examining everything that's going on here in this tournament, you can't help but really look at Novak and think that he has to be the favorite, I think. I think that Novak, you have to sort of understand his psyche. And part of his psyche, I think, is that he has not been to this tournament in 5 years now. And he really, really has the sort of chip on his shoulder that he has to just go in and dominate now, especially after not winning his really signature slam at the Australian Open and getting manhandled in the semifinal. So I think that Novak comes in here arguably with probably the second most to prove of the top four. I would actually agree with Marcus at this point. The player with the most to prove is Carlos Alcaraz. I think that between Carlos's injuries, his sort of mixed results so far, and his struggle in beating players like Zverev and Medvedev now, I think you really can't help but feel that he has sort of, I don't want to say, you know, fallen behind, but something that I've spoken about with Marcus is I feel like he has sort of stagnated over the past few months, while Jan has definitely made a tremendous step up, and Novak obviously is still Novak. Where I am going to disagree with Marcus is when it comes to Daniil Medvedev. I actually think that Daniil Medvedev, I was going back and forth on this morning, I actually think Daniil Medvedev might be the favorite to win this tournament, purely because I think that he has shown us again and again that he is extremely comfortable on hard court. He is arguably the best hard court player in the world. And I think that on a slower hard court, and this is where I'm going to caveat my prediction, I think that if Indian Wells plays as slow as it has traditionally been, I think that Daniil should be able to win it. However, if Indian Wells, and it's dry and it's really hot, if it plays pretty fast, that's sort of where I could see Jan really making a run and probably winning this tournament. So I think that it's really a toss-up. I do not have a high level of conviction when it comes to which of those three, or four rather, is going to win this tournament. I think that it's really, really, really close. I think that those four have separated themselves from everybody else, maybe outside of Sasha Zverev, but I still think there's a big difference. And I'm really excited, to be honest, to watch Indian Wells. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. In terms of the question that Marcus sort of asked, like, who is the best player in the world right now? For me, that is very clearly still Jan. I think Jan absolutely is the best player in the world, has literally not lost a match this year, and, you know, has overcome this hurdle, won a Grand Slam, came back from two sets to love, and there's no way you can't say that he's the best player in the world. He has a winning record against Carlos. He's now beaten Novak Djokovic 3 out of the 4 times that they've played, including in a 5-set setting. And that's also where something that I'm going to disagree with Marcus on. Usually with Novak, we always say that his advantage is playing in the 5-set setting because it is just so difficult for anyone really to beat these guys 3 out of 5. In 2 out of 3 settings, I think it's much more variable in terms of upsets and the sort of aura that, and all of the big three, right? This is not just limited to Novak. This is Roger and Rafa as well in their primes, is just a little bit less when it comes to the 2 out of 3 setting. It's just a little bit easier. All right. So I would disagree with that. I think that if anything, that makes it more likely that Daniil would be able to upset Novak. But outside of that, I do not really see how anybody on that part of the draw is going to beat either Medvedev or Novak. I think they both have a pretty clear path to that semifinal. I agree with Marcus. I think we are looking at I'm going back and forth with the Zverev and Carlos matchup. I'm going to say that we're going to go with a Zverev and Sinner matchup in that semifinal, just because I really have no idea what we're dealing with in terms of Carlos Alcaraz's health. In watching the Netflix slam, obviously it was an exhibition. I was not really super convinced about either of those guys. I did not think that they looked like superhuman by any means. But I suppose we'll see what happens there. But either way, I think in terms of my pecking order of who I think will end up winning, like my favorites, so to say, I would go number one. I have a really hard time not putting Novak as the favorite. But in order to just be different from Marcus, I will put Medvedev at one. I will put Novak at two. I'll put Sinner at three. And I'll put Carlos Alcaraz at four, simply because I just have no idea what we're looking at injury-wise. But other than that, Marcus and I will try to do a midweek wrap-up, but he is still traveling, so it might just be me and perhaps a guest host. But either way, thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy the tennis, and we'll catch you guys next time. See you later.